USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Who's next at the Supreme Court? White House spokesperson Jen Psaki won't say whether or not Biden would consider nominating Vice President Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court. Just under 2 years ago, candidate Biden said he would nominate a Supreme Court justice based on gender and skin color.
Again, I'm not going to speak to any considerations, preparations, lists. And as we've stated earlier, and you heard the president say, there's a long history of Supreme Court justices determining when they may retire, if they retire, and announcing that. And we're going to, that remains the case today.
A 16-year-old teen and a 27-year-old man have been charged in the weekend murder of 8-year-old Mexico immigrant Melissa Ortega in Chicago as she walked down the street with her mother. The boy, who is believed to be the shooter, was charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder. He will be charged as an adult. Javier Guzman, who was driving, has also been charged with multiple counts. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.